The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Thank you, Lord, for your anointing today and this week and on this program today. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, everybody. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You got Jake, the other guy. Bradley is right now working with some national leaders so that we can give even more people the message that you hear every day and that you love, all you sons and daughters of liberty across the nation. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Like us on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or go to Twitter, SOL Media 1. SOL, like Sons of Liberty, Media 1, the number 1 on Twitter, if you're a Twitter fan and follower, etc. Just recently, we had a gentleman who, he's been a listener to the radio program. His name is Matt Scruggs, actually. He saw Bradley speak in Raleigh, North Carolina. I briefly gave this lip service yesterday, but I really wanted to set the stage for Mr. Scruggs, because after hearing Bradley speak, he's a radio show listener, as I said, this particular gentleman is running for the school board right now. And I thought that was so awesome and so fascinating because somebody took it up and said, listen, I know where my calling is. I'm going to go after it. I'm hearing that I can't do just be a listener or be a spectator. And I'm not saying he was before he met us either, Matt. I'm sure you're a wonderful, outstanding citizen. I had the chance to talk to him just yesterday and said, hey, whatever we can do to help out in that school system, you let us know. But here you have another example of a son or daughter of liberty stepping up to the plate, another step, and saying, listen, there's a little bit more I can do. I've raised my family. I've trained my family the correct way. I've lived by the right ideals and morality, but now I need to impact the culture that God sent his son to save. So he took his Christianity, and he took his American patriotism, and he's bringing them into application right now. So way to go, Matt, and way to go every single one of you that maybe are toggling on the fence. I just spoke to a woman not too long ago who is now running for office. And what happened is she had heard Bradley speak up in Michigan. And Bradley had spoke some things to her and just encouraged her in some different ways and said, listen, this is kind of what I see for you in the future, things like that. I can see you in office. Well, lo and behold, she is now running for that position. Folks, that's our job as sons and daughters of liberty. It's not just to encourage to get others to do it, but it's for us to step up and do it. Step up and get out there. Get your feet wet. This is all of our country. It's our posterity's country. So be encouraged by that. If you're listening now and you're maybe contemplating back and forth in your mind, you know, these are the things that I know. These are the things I grew up with. And yes, I love this radio program. Or yes, I love the efforts that you guys do. Maybe the Lord is convicting and calling you to do something more. Maybe he's calling you to run for school board. Maybe he's calling you to run for city council. Maybe he's calling you to run for state representative. Maybe he's calling you to run for, hey, you never know, Congress. Maybe to be a senator. Maybe to be the president of the United States. But all things that you do, know you're accountable to God, which brings me to the Constitution course last night. Fantastic job, guys. As a matter of fact, many of you Constitutional course watchers and those that attended the course, because we do it by webcast, so you don't even have to be here physically. You can watch this on webcast, are now probably watching us on webcast for the show today because we're showing it live. And if you sign up for the Constitution course, I know you've missed class one, but we have put that on YouTube. We have made it a private link. We will send it to you if you register today and through the next week. Now, after class two, there's no more registering for this 12-week course. But you can do it today. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. At the bottom of that page, there's my smiling picture, and it says Constitution Course. You click on that. It gives you all the details. We've got a separate website set just for it. So, folks, you can learn the Constitution. We had a comment last night, and I want to bring this up because I think it's important for you to understand just what are people getting from this course? What are they learning? This is one of the words that somebody said, great class and very eye-opening. Normally, I just know things are bad. But now I know why and how I am able to give an intelligent answer. That's right. You're able to look at the roadmap now and say, this is what the map should look like. Instead of saying, no, those are bad directions, I just got a gut feeling about it. You can pull out a map and say, hey, here's where we've deferred. Here's where we've gotten off course. Again, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. On the bottom left-hand corner of our site, there's a picture, and it says Constitution classes. You can sign up today. You'll also get to see us on webcast 6 days a week, Sons of Liberty Radio, in person. You'll get to see the visual, not just the audio. Also, too, just recently, just a little update, we're going to have our friend with us, Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost, on the next segment. And also, too, Gordon Runyon on the second or third segment. Anyhow, he'll be on the show. We got 1 hour, so listen to it all. But he'll be on there talking about his book, Resistance to Tyrants. He was the gentleman that I referred to earlier on this week. He saw the sign placard out in front of the church that offended some of the other pastors. So the reason that America is the way that it is because the church is the way that it is. So he'll be there. Good discussion. Good talking, but again, maintaining actions of those across this nation that are staying vigilant for your liberties. Back to the state fair. We're at the state fair, Minnesota State Fair, mind you. People travel from all over the country. I've met people working our booth down there from all over. I wouldn't say all 50 states, but from all over. One person from, I think it was Hawaii, Florida, Texas, of course, Wisconsin. They're not too far away. North and South Dakota, Iowa, etc. Great place to reach people and witness to people. And then we got a phone call this morning from one of the local news outlets, who, of course, we know very well. Many of these news outlets have been put on notice because of the things that they have written or said about the ministry. They think they can just say whatever they want, even though it's a lie. You don't have the right to lie. The First Amendment does not protect lying or bearing false witness. But so they just called because they had their cameras rolling outside of our state fair. So we'll be able to see and know more about that. We'll be able to tell all. So just before I got on the program, I didn't have the computer set up. Luckily, Sam saved the day. Da-da-da-da! He got everything up and running. Thank you, Sam. But I just got off a discussion with one of those reporters. It's interesting. It's really interesting. This is Kate. It's interesting how they come in with their story already written. And I love how they tell you, well, you know, we wanted to get your feedback because if we don't get your feedback, then we have to tell our listeners that you didn't say anything. It's like, okay, so, Kate, can you help me then? Can you tell me the story you've already written so at least I can have some idea of what it's going to look like before you ask me what you want me to say, which you really don't care what I have to say? Funny thing, but folks, when you fight, I bring this into culmination, full circle here, those that are running Matt for school board, those of you that are running for representative, those of you that are running for council, those of you that are running a household, it is important to understand that warfare will come. You will be tried, you will be tested, you will be challenged. And that time where we stand when we're challenged matters the most, because that tells if it's really in our heart or if it's not. Again, next segment we're going to have with us Mr. Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost. He's going to be talking about some good news. He puts out good news almost on a daily basis, so you can follow along. But he's got some other interesting things he wants to bring up and share with you folks. Constitution Course, remember, it's your last chance to sign up. Like us on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or go to Bradley Dean on Facebook. That's where you can actually interact with Bradley on a daily basis. He's on there quite a bit. We've got some events coming up this fall time. Stay tuned. Next segment, we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's really refreshing that there's a media outlet informing us with truth and providing solutions, and really above all, Sons of Liberty radio program arms all of its listeners with the Word of God. Thank you for giving us content rather than the drab spiel that we receive on so many radio programs out there. There's true content and God's Word that backs everything up. I just really appreciate it.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Well, this is Dr. Stan from Radio Liberty, and I wanted to take this opportunity to recommend Bradley Dean. I'm very impressed by him. He's articulate, and he has a tremendous grasp of the spiritual battle that's being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. I recommend him and hope you will listen to him on a regular basis.
Here with the Sons of Liberty, Dr. Stan, thank you so much. And speaking of recommendations of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, Sean in Tennessee. Sean, thanks for calling in. You loved the prayer that rocked the Capitol. Tell us about it.
Yes, I absolutely loved it. And, you know, I've watched it, and I can see exactly what kind of battle is being waged against Christians.
Yep.
The real true Christians who, you know, like me, want to stand for the truth of God's Word. The media has generated a lot of propaganda,
mm-hmm.
as we know, to try to protect the homosexuals and what they're doing. And I don't care what they say. I'm considered one of those dissenters because I'm going to tell you, even around here locally, I've been engaged in spiritual battle because I have a T-shirt that I ordered from another ministry. I don't know if I'm allowed to plug them. They're on GCN as well.
Go ahead.
Oh, I can say their name?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure you're familiar with Pastor Butch Paul, right? Called a Decision.
Okay. I'm not so familiar with him, but yeah.
Right. Well, he's on GCN, but I ordered a shirt from him mm-hmm. recently, and I've been wearing it ever since, and it is actually speaking out in biblical terms against the homosexual agenda. Now, I've gotten a little bit of flack so far after wearing it. Of course, he told me that's to be expected.
Sure. Well, you know, you better put a very good term here, and it's called agenda. Now, the prayer that rocked the Capitol, if you haven't seen it, folks, if you call in 877-807-9977, 877-807-9977, we'll give you a complimentary copy of the prayer that rocked the Capitol. Now, this particular prayer, the agenda of the homosexuals. Now, Sean just said, I am against the agenda. This agenda is loud and alive. Very small, but it is loud and alive and is very vigilant. Now, the agenda is different than the people. We seek the redemption of all mankind.
Yeah.
That is why Christ came to the earth. But you cannot be redeemed mm-hmm. when you remain in your sins. Because there's no evidence of that redemption. But if you understand the gospel light and you're in darkness and you're in sin, whether it be homosexuality, or whether it be fornication, whether it be theft, murder, etc. When you're in the depth of that darkness and you see the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you will be redeemed. But this agenda seeks to keep the darkness out there. That's why it attacks former homosexuals who become Christians, who who have seen that light and become redeemed and want to help their fellow man.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, there's people even in my family that apparently out of spiritual blindness are now accusing me of being hateful.
Sure.
For wearing that shirt. Mm-hmm. And they don't seem to understand. And, you know, what's sad is they profess to be Christians. But, you know, I have a question. What do you have to say about people who claim to be Christians yet deny obvious truths from Scripture?
Well, I think the first thing you got to do is ask them, do you read your Bible? You'll find that most of them don't.
It's like they blatantly rebel against Scripture mm-hmm. with their human philosophy, which is what they get a lot of it from. And I know they're just more or less persuaded and deceived. But, you know, they try to rationalize away the truth of Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as if, you know, I guess... We've got to test the spirits to see whether or not they really are from God.
You got it.
You know, and it's like they're deceiving themselves and possibly others, and they just want to play these games with me a lot. And I love them, don't get me wrong. They're my family, but I feel like they're being pulled into the direction of being lukewarm and sitting on the fence, just as Bradley Dean talked about in the video.
Yep.
There's so many silent majority of people that are afraid to say anything, or they cringe.
That's right. There's too many. And you know what? When you have the love of God in your heart, God has not given us a spirit of fear.
Right.
And that's the fear that I believe we're talking about right here. But
exactly. In other words, whether or not people approve.
That's right.
Of what we're saying.
You got it.
I'm not going to worry about, you know, look, even today I was out wearing that shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady, I don't know who she is. I swear, I don't want to say it, but she drove by me, and she started accusing me of being a hater, and she says, now I know what a hater looks like and all this stuff. And I just, you know, I politely ignored her, but I finally said, look, I'll pray for you, okay? You know, I just told her, I said, I'm not going to argue with you, but I prayed, I said, I'm going to pray for you.
Yeah,
she didn't care. She got, and the next thing I know, she's on her moped, okay? She drove by me and just started jeering things at me. And
well, I think what it does is it pulls the mask off, Sean. It shows you who the true haters are. Listen, you keep standing out there in Tennessee. I've got to jump to Tim here, but I just thank you for your call. And the Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD, I'm glad you were blessed by it. Again, folks, if you want to call in and get that Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD, you can. Go sonsoflibertyradio.com or go to 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. We'll give you a complimentary copy of that Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD. Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost joins us now in the studio. Tim, thanks for jumping on with us again.
Sure, Jake. It's my pleasure.
Now, you had brought up a couple things on the site. Now, we're kind of talking about this GLBT thing, and, you know, it gets sucked into it. It's so doggone easy, but I suppose it's a pivotal point in our country right now. Our objective is the redemption of mankind, not to sit and talk about the gay agenda all day long. But that's a big affront right now, and I know you had a story that's just smoking on the freedomoutpost.com that deals with that very agenda. And you brought up some things with me on the phone today. That we're talking about how people are coming in the guise of Christianity to promote this agenda?
Oh, yeah. The article you referred to is by a new writer that we have. We're happy to have Jana Brock. She deals a lot in pop culture from Christian perspective, and so she's got one on Freedom Outpost called Are You Going to Surrender to the Homosexual Agenda? And it's in light of the actor Wentworth Miller. Some people may be familiar with him. He was the guy who starred in the Prison Break series. He was being considered for the Superman role years ago, coming out and admitting that he was engaged in the homosexual lifestyle. And so she was addressing that. But I received an email from another friend who spoke of an article at Mass Resistance. And Mass Resistance is the one who really exposed all of the information about Mitt Romney's involvement with the homosexual community, how he was the one who put into effect homosexual, you know, the redefining of marriage up in Massachusetts and all of that.
Yep.
And they came out and they have exclusive video where the members of those pushing the homosexual agenda are going in and promoting themselves as Christians, holding up signs with Bible verses and this, that, and the other to undermine Christianity there. So they are just like what Sean was saying there a minute ago. They're not only deceived, but they're knowingly deceiving other people.
Yep.
So it is it's a dangerous thing. And what's even worse is this particular article went up on our Facebook page, and we have people coming in there. You know, they give you the thing, oh, we're not to judge, and this, that, and the other, and they mm-hmm. completely ignore the words of Christ, who says that we're to judge with a righteous judgment.
That's right.
And not only that, but you know, some of them are coming in, and this is where I depart with a lot of my libertarian friends, who want to say this is okay, that they, well, they don't want to give it okay, but they want to say, well, these people have a liberty and a freedom to do that. And
sure.
I've used what Bradley says, which is very succinct, and that is, liberty is not a license for licentiousness.
That's right.
And I think that's how the liberty movement ends up embracing, a perversion, and not only a perversion, to what we can speak of in the spiritual realm of sin, but a crime. It is an actual crime.
That's right.
So they embrace that and try to justify it as some sort of free will kind of thing and choices and this and the other.
So what you're saying is that they're coming in, the infiltration now is coming in right through the church, which is the church that was the one that was supposed to hold this back, but of course, you know, you've got the various denominations that have fully embraced it. Why? Because they're guilty of the same crime, of course. You know, criminals
sure.
side with criminals, and they hate the cops. With this particular situation, though, I'm reminded of a book that I read, excerpts of it anyhow, Rule for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. When George Bush came into town, this is Daddy Bush, evil pappy, when he came into town to promote the Vietnam War, the students, I can't recall what college it was, but they were going to go out and protest him, man, because we're against the Vietnam War. And so was I. But I digress. And as he came in, they wanted to go protest him with big signs saying, George Bush is wrong, Vietnam's wrong. And he said, no, take it for a different spin. Join their camp. Go out dressed like the KKK and hold up signs saying, Ku Klux Klan for George W. Bush. It's just a demonizing tactic. Like the gentleman said before, he's wearing a shirt that's pro-marriage. And people drive by, I can see what haters look like. And then she continues to drive by yelling at him, maybe even using obscenities. They take their mask off and show you who they really are. But it's infiltrate, infiltrate, infiltrate because they have such small numbers. These numbers are not against you, America. If you looked at them, you would actually be emboldened because these agendas cannot last without the media spin. Thank you for being with us, Mr. Tim Brown. Up next is our guest,
sure, brother.
Gordon Runyon, freedomoutpost.com. If you haven't checked it out, folks, great site, great news stories. Tim is a near and dear friend. It's great to be with you and your family also as well. Up next will be Gordon Runyon, Resistance to Tyrants, Romans 13 and Christians. We'll be right back, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp you
HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We're on our, let's see here, this will be the third segment. So there's two more segments left if you want to call in. We've got some interesting feedback, stories, things to share. 877-807-9977. Or if you want to address the topics that we've been talking on, 877-807-9977. Now, our next guest is Mr. Gordon Runyon. And Gordon has actually written a book. He's a pastor of a church, which means he protects his flock. He doesn't flee when the wolves come in. He's a husband. He's a father. He's a Christian Reformed Baptist pastor, by the way, just so you know. There is a difference in the Baptist denominations. I learned a lot about that when I was in the South last week. Everybody's either Baptist or Methodist. It was kind of funny. Now, you're kind of in the South, but you're in New Mexico. Isn't that right, Gordon? Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, that's right. I'm in the blasted wilderness just to the west of the South, I guess.
The west of the South. You're in the New South is what you are. Now, you've also been, you've served in the Navy in the nuclear submarine fleet.
Yeah, that's right. Now, for 8 years, I was part of that.
Amen. Thank you for your service, bro. It was the first, during the first Persian Gulf War as well.
Yeah, so, that's right.
You swore an oath to uphold the Constitution. Do you feel that that oath was the same type of oath you took as a pastor to protect your flock?
You know, there are some similarities. I think it's all about covenant and are you going to be a covenant breaker or a covenant keeper?
That's right.
I don't think there's really a third option there.
Well, it says in Romans 13 that the ministers, those that defend us civilly, are those that execute the sword or bring across the force, which you did in the Navy. They are ministers of God to us. So no different than you reading Scripture is you defending our rights and our liberties and our property and our pursuit to happiness. Gordon, you wrote a book, and it was called Resistance to Tyrants. This is about Romans 13 and the Christian duty to oppose. Tell me about your trip to Bozeman, because I think that tees your book up very well. When you saw that particular billboard, what did that say?
Yeah, actually, I was invited to go and preach a sermon on the inescapable authority of King Jesus. And the group that invited me wanted me to preach from the state capitol, Rotunda, and there were several legislators in attendance and concerned citizens and things of that nature, and so that's what I was there for. But the church sign was actually a little church in a small town called Whitehall, and the sign said, Congress is full of crooks because our pulpits are full of cowards. Mm-hmm. And like I wrote in the article, my immediate reaction was to give a hearty chuckle.
Yep. But the shoe fits, right? If the shoe fits, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that was your turn.
That's right.
Now you,
yeah, exactly. I guess they had some guys that were upset, thinking maybe it was talking about them, some pastors complaining about it. And my thought was, hey, there's nothing to be upset about if you're not resembling the remark, you know. So
exactly
if the shoe fits.
That's exactly right. Now, you're married, obviously. You made a covenant with your wife. You made a covenant with our armed forces serving in the Persian Gulf. You made a covenant with God being a Baptist minister. And you wrote a book. You have the best of a lot of different worlds. You wrote a book, Resistance to Tyrants, Romans 13.
Right.
Now, when you say that, a lot of people talk about that. Some people give it lip service, but very few react on that. What is something, you know, what are some examples of that you can give where you have had to do that and it's been a hard choice? And then people might even say, well, you're in between two worlds now. You took an oath to the armed services and you're saying that things are bad. How can you do that? You're talking against what you were once a part of. Gordon, can you kind of fillet that for people?
Yeah, my oath was, my military oath was to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, not whatever tyrannical or usurping guy managed to grab the reins. I never agreed that I was going to just lie down and let some tyrant walk over me, especially when the Bible tells me, you know, not to do that. And frankly, I feel as a pastor, the Constitution is really the government that, or it's the document that kind of forms the covenant that our whole nation is supposed to be adhering to. So mm-hmm. when a civil government doesn't obey the Constitution, that's covenant breaking.
Yep.
That's disobedience to God. And, you know, I'm not saying the Constitution is perfect or inspired like the Bible or anything like that, but
that's
that
right.
is the document we agreed to.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't just disobey that on a whim.
You got it. You know, and especially when, you know, I posted this little, it's a cartoon. It's about an alien, and this is going to sound really silly, but I'm telling you, you got to watch it because it just opens your eyes. It's about an alien who comes to, you know, planet Earth, and it's just an analogy. And he says, greetings, I'm here to see what kind of development you earthlings have gotten. And this guy comes up and he's like, oh, cool, an alien. Do you want me to take you to the boss, the guy who runs the show? And he's like, well, who's that? Well, you know, he's the leader of government. It just breaks down what is government, what Americans put up with, and what Americans tolerate, because here is, quote unquote, an alien from a different planet. He doesn't know anything about it. So he gets this person to describe what it is. And as the person is describing it, he's like, my goodness, I'm describing something that I am fully capable of controlling, yet it's out of control and I'm okay with it. And so this kid, like children do, like young people do, they look at us and say, well, you're complaining about all these problems that you're doing them all. It's your fault that you have the problems. And the kid's scratching his head saying, well, am I supposed to learn from you when you know these things are wrong? How can you set that example? Now, you lay an example for your flock every day. You do it for your family. And you've done it even in your book. I encourage folks, Resistance to Tyrants, Romans 13. I think it was a top seller on Amazon, wasn't it?
Just a little while ago, it was maybe in the top 1 or 2% of ebooks for a little while.
So
it doesn't hang around up there. But
it's also the Christian duty to oppose wicked rulers. Now, the Bible says in Romans 13 that they are ministers of God to us and for us. It says in the Declaration of Independence, which we learned last night in the Constitution course, it is when a long train of abuses and usurpations happen.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And what this does is it forces the people, it reduces them to absolute despotism. Now, despotism for all of you Christians, you understand the division here. There is no division. Despotism is idolatry, because if you place a man above you who can call the shots and the rules, he becomes God. So as it goes on in the Declaration of Independence, it is their right, speaking of the people, but it is also, comma, it is their duty, comma, because we're the ones that allow or accept to throw off that government and provide new guards for their future security. You wrote another book. It's called Christian Resistance to Tyranny. It's called The 3-Point Strategy of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Can you kind of give some background on that?
Yeah, Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a Lutheran pastor in Germany before the Second World War and up through most of it. And he saw very early on that Nazism was going to be incompatible with Christianity, and he saw that any attempt to reconcile them was going to be futile because, you know, light and dark can't exist together. And
that's right.
He saw that a long time before most of his brethren did. And he had to kind of patiently try to wake up his fellow ministers and get them to understand what he had seen afar off.
Mm-hmm.
He wound up actually being put to death by the Nazis because he was involved in the plot to kill Hitler, and so he was hanged for that.
So we have a, wow, I'll tell you what, talk about taking that covenant to the nth degree here. He resisted wickedness. Now, many people say, well, he was involved in a plot to murder somebody. Just a news flash, he was a usurper, a tyrant, and a despot, and he was murdering multiple millions of people. Would I rather lose multiple millions of people or one? That was war at that particular time.
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
But this particular man, his flock, this wasn't like he was a warmonger. He never pulled any trigger. He was never involved in any violence. But what he did do is promote that which is good and condemn that which is bad, and he went to prison for it, did he not?
Absolutely. And you know, he wrestled with himself for a time trying to figure out what it would look like for the church to resist civil tyranny. And it's not a decision he came to easily.
Mm-hmm.
He had to count the cost and know what he was doing, but I think he wound up doing the right thing, and he's become one of my heroes the more I study him.
Well, I want to end on that point. You wrestled. Folks, you can wrestle. We can wrestle. What is right? What is truth? God promises to bring answers and to deliver those answers because it's his glory that we're seeking, and it's ultimately his glory that he's seeking for us and to us. Gordon, how do folks get a hold of you? I know that you write for the Freedom Outpost, and you also write for The Last Resistance.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. That's pretty easy. I don't mind if you email me. My email address is reformnm, as in reformnewmexico, @yahoo.com.
Perfect. Gordon Runyon, thank you for being with us. Husband, father, Christian, Reformed Baptist minister. And this particular man was actually a part of the Navy, and he was in a nuclear submarine in the Persian Gulf War. But he's taken a covenant, three different covenants, one to his family, one to his country, and one to his church flock. So if you can get the perspective of a man, now granted, he's from New Mexico, there might not be pastors like that around your area, but this man writing a book, Resistance to Tyrants, Romans 13, and the Christian Duty to Oppose Wicked Rulers, if we had more Christians, we had more churches doing that right now, we wouldn't even have the wickedness to speak of. The only thing we would have to speak of is the threat. Not how the threat has entrenched its tentacles into our society. The Cato Institute, gave a statistic the other night. We learned through the Constitution course that 90% of government actions are unconstitutional. They're not justified by the Constitution. 90%! Think about that. If we drain 90% of the blood out of your body, you would fall to the ground and die. 90% of what is in operation right now is not supposed to be there. How free could our country be? How free could our country be if we were to pull that out? Government is essential. Government is very essential, especially when you have multitudes of people and populations of people, because people are people. I don't care if they call themselves Christians. I don't care if they call themselves Buddhists. It doesn't matter what denomination. It doesn't matter what nationality. They are people. They have a tendency and they are prone to sin until redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. So God said, rulers, to be a terror, not to good works, but to evil. For they are to be a minister of God to thee for good, for our good. Government is for our good. Let's make sure it doesn't get outside of those bounds. Otherwise, it'll become a legalized version of crime. We'll be right back for the last segment with Sons of Liberty Radio.com at Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty, and we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment here for today. It's Friday. Tomorrow is Saturday. Many of you may not know this, but we have a show on every Saturday. It's a two-hour program. It goes from 2 p.m. Central Time to 4 p.m. Central Time. Again, if you join the Constitutional Course, you get to watch the webcast of the show. I'm looking at you right now, everybody who is watching it. You'll get to see the faces, not just hear the voices. I also wanted to bring up, just last night, Bradley Dean released another column up on WorldNet Daily. And we create text arts of these every single week. Many of you are familiar with them. Some of you aren't. So if you're a first-time listener, you got to grab these text arts. You got to like us on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. This particular text art has a picture of Bradley, and it says, "Since our forefathers were used by God to lay a foundation of our history, I now submit to this present generation." It's the generation that we were talking about that may be a little bit confused on the conduct of those that went before them, those that tell them all of the things that they're supposed to do, yet they don't practice, and those that complain about problems that they're not willing to lift a hand to do anything about. Bradley continues, "I now submit to this present generation, it is now your duty to lay a foundation for your posterity's future." And the way that ties into this column is it's dealing with the issue of gun control. What happens with gun control? Well, I can tell you because just this morning I read an article about 100 Mexican women whose village is just dominated by drug cartels. And the men aren't doing their part. So the women, like the mama bear, needs to protect their kids. So these 100 Mexican women have taken up arms to defend their community from organized crime. Oftentimes this organized crime has been given firearms and weapons and trained by governments because of the cartels and how they dominate. See, this is what happens when government gets out of control. Crime apprehends it, and it's not government anymore. All it is force and tyranny by gunpoint. I know it's a brand new boat, and you just got to get it out there on the lake. I know. Hey, I know. Got to test it out. What do we care about? What is our priorities? Mexican women know what their priority is. Their priority is, I need to protect my kids. I need to protect my family. That's the purpose of government when you read the Declaration of Independence. For this reason, governments are instituted among men to secure the rights of the governed. Now the government's become the enemy for these women. Arming Mexican drug cartels. This is in the Costa Chica region. Its members wear hoods to help protect their identity. Oh, come on, this is third world. I know! Why is it third world? Because we haven't applied the values and the principles, the Judeo-Christian values and principles. They haven't been fortunate to have a posterity, or they haven't been fortunate to have a heritage handed on to them like you and I. That's why they're third world. Its members also wear hoods to help protect their identity. The women will be armed with a pool of about 80 firearms, which they will use during their shifts. Cartels they're up against are they're heavily outnumbered and outgunned, these women. Many of their weapons automatic, supplied by the women's own government. See, don't think that if a politician is able to break the law in one instance, he won't continue to pursue it. They are slaughtering children in the womb in your country. Slaughtering the most innocent victims. Do you think they're going to care about an old man who needs his pills because his pain is so unbearable? Who needs a hip replacement? Do you think Obamacare gives? No. You think they'd have any problem pulling the life support off you and watching you die? No. Oh, they would on camera, not in person. When the man even says that if his own daughter was in a bad situation, I'm speaking of this president right now, then an abortion would be an alternative.
Well, you know, I kill. I condone killing. I fund killing, mass murder, and genocide in my country. Why would I care if my daughter does? As a matter of fact, I want my daughter to, so I don't feel guilty when I'm walking around her innocence or what remains of it.
But then I seem to recall a certain giant, this is written in the story, that was bigger and stronger and more well-trained and armed than a lowly shepherd boy, too. May God bless the efforts of these women in Mexico. Now, thank God it's in Mexico. It's in a distant region. You know, Martin Luther King, everybody quotes this all. The time an injustice done anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Why? Because when injustice are done, it emboldens the criminal. It emboldens the criminal to do what? Stay in his own region? No, to spread. That's what it does. These women intend to stop it. Just like 56 signers intended to stop the tyranny in our country, which is your heritage, folks. I want to read something from a man who was literally tortured for his Christian faith. His name is Richard Wurmbrand. Many of you may know of the organization Voice for the Martyrs. He said this in 1967 about America. Every freedom-loving man has two fatherlands, his own and America. What? Man, you're from Romania. You mean America is your fatherland? Yes. He says today, America is the hope of every enslaved man because it is the last bastion of freedom in the world. In 1967. Only America has the power and spiritual resources to stand as a barrier between militant communism and the people of the world. He said only America. People from all over the world are looking to you, America. It is the last dike holding back the rampaging floodwaters of militant communism. If, and notice he was tortured by militant communists in his own country of Romania for being a preacher and saying, I will not take, the state cannot determine what I say from my pulpit. That's blasphemy. If it crumples, there is no other dike, said Richard Wurmbrand. If America crumples, there is no other dike, no other dam, no other line of defense to fall back on. America is the last hope of millions of enslaved people. They look to it as their second fatherland. In it lies their hopes and their prayers. I have seen fellow prisoners in communist prisons beaten, tortured, with 50 pounds of chains on their legs, praying for America, that the dike will not crumple, that it will remain free. It's another thing many of us might put badges of honor on Paul. Look at how we're standing. Nobody else in America is standing. Similar to Elijah when he said, I'm the only one, Lord, I'm the only one. And the Lord lovingly reproved him, saying, no, what are you talking about? First of all, I'm God, and there's how many that I have reserved that have not bowed the knee? Never get the thought that you're the only one and you're the only one doing anything. You're not. God is. But when you all of a sudden inherit an anointing or a blast, think about these men in prison camps all over the country that are praying for you. Don't think it just comes to you. Because we've been blessed so much, we have more responsibility. We inherit their prayers. Think about the prayers of our founding fathers that have fallen upon us. Think about the prayers of Christ in John 17 when he said, I pray for those that believe on your name. Through whom? Through those that my apostles go reach. You read the Bible of the apostles. Your faith is alive there. How about this? How about this, folks? We inherit these things. We inherit these things from Christ. And we inherit these prayers. We cannot stand down on it. This discourse started with the text art that we just put up recently from Bradley's recent column. Since our forefathers were used by God to lay a foundation of our history, I now submit to this present generation. It is now your duty to lay a foundation for your posterity's future. Folks, I want to read this a little bit, and it's the book of Psalms, Psalm 38, verse 15. For in you, O Lord, I hope, you will hear me. O Lord, my God, for I said, hear me, lest they rejoice over me, lest when my foot slips, they exalt themselves against me. For I am ready to fall, and my sorrow is continually before me, for I will declare my iniquity. I will be in anguish over my sin, but my enemies are vigorous and they are strong, and those who hate me wrongfully have multiplied. Those also who render evil for good, they are my adversaries, because I follow what is good. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me. O Lord, my salvation. Be encouraged by Scripture because men of old have gone through exactly what we go through. And every stage of this, you can read the book of Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun. Every stage of this, we go through. Many people have been blessed and inspired by the radio show. Thomas said, it's the best hour of my day. Pray that you will get funding to be on the air for at least 3 hours a day. Your ministry is such a blessing. Thank you, Thomas. That's the spirit of Christ that you're seeing and identifying with. And folks, those of you that are not able to get on the air, those of you that are not able to do the things that we are able to do, because this is where we're at, I encourage you to donate to it. Because you can depend upon us to continue to bring this message to America. I say it a lot. You can depend upon that. It's what we do day by day. Your support is necessary to do that. Your support is necessary that we might bear fruit. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you can make a donation there at the bottom right-hand corner of that website. When you go to the website, you'll see a lot of other things there too. We want to supply you and equip you with DVDs, newsletters, comic books. Folks, we love you by what we do in our actions and our demonstrations. Bradley be with you tomorrow. Saturday is the show, 2 hours, 2 to 4, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be back tomorrow.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.